Well, the Simon Communities of Ireland has said today that it saw a significant increase in homelessness after the ban on evictions was lifted last year. You'll recall it was put in place during the pandemic. The charity, which today published its annual report, says that it's worked with more than 22,000 people last year, including 2,100 families. The executive director of Simon Communities, Wayne Stanley, is with us in studio. Very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the News at One. We'll come to your report in just a moment, but first of all, maybe just looking ahead to the next couple of days, this quite severe weather which is on the way. Will, in terms of rough sleepers, will there be a place for all of those who want a place to get out of the low temperatures?
So I know we're working with local authorities across the country to make sure that there is capacity there. I mean, sometimes it's very makeshift, but there should be a space for everyone who needs it. If, you know, in Dublin, there's a very clear commitment there, and people can actually support that by downloading the app and making their local authority aware. Mm-hmm. Down in Cork, we have an outreach team who's going out, reaching out to people, and we're increasing the capacity there. In the Midwest, capacity has increased as well. So a lot of those beds, cold weather beds, have already been taken up, mm-hmm. which is an issue, but there is, again, contingency beds for this very cold weather. So it's happening around the country. It's in the Midlands, it's the same. There is the local authorities have commandeered or advance booked bed and breakfast places, which can be allocated to people if they're sleeping rough.
You mentioned those outreach teams, which is, you know, people from your own organisation, others going out on the streets and meeting people sleeping rough and yeah. trying to encourage them to come in. And how big a challenge is that?
It varies. I mean, the frontline experience of it, obviously, when people know that this really cold weather is coming, they do tend to know that they have to get in. There are some difficulties where perhaps somebody, people struggling with their mental health and very anxious about going into those spaces, then what we do is we'll work with the Gardaí, we'll work with local services to make sure that they're as protected as they absolutely can be. But in the majority of cases, particularly in this very cold weather, we saw it during COVID as well, people do recognise that it's a particularly risky situation and they will come in even if just for the short time of the really.
Well, in your report today, you are highlighting this significant increase, I think you've described it as, in homelessness after the ban, the COVID ban on evictions was lifted earlier this year. And that's confirmed by the figures that we've seen since the ban was lifted. But you have a particular concern that the current ban, which is in place because of the cost of living crisis, that when it is lifted in the spring, we could be experiencing or facing a similar spike.
Yeah, I think when we reflected back on 2021, we saw it, I think I used the term a year of two halves. I think I've been watching too much World Cup, but in truth, it centered around the eviction ban and the response to COVID when it came to homelessness and protecting people's health. So there was a ban on evictions, and there was support to people to come out of homelessness and reduce the numbers of people in homelessness, a real person-centred approach that was really successful, particularly for families, not so much for singles, and that's another thing we need to look at. When the moratorium was lifted, society started to open up, and there wasn't, again, we saw that real tightening of the private rental market in particular. We saw homelessness start to increase and gather pace. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that right up until the end of this year. So we currently, that has driven the new moratorium to come in. And we have 5 months, basically, of breathing space now.
How should that be used?
That should be used to increase the capacity, increase the protections for people. So we had introduced at the end of December in 2021 the Simon Homeless Prevention Bill, which brought into the Oireachtas by a coalition of all of the opposition, main opposition parties and independents. It was unopposed by the government, and they have engaged with us on it and brought in some provisions, particularly the extension of notice to quit periods, but there are more provisions within it which would increase the capacity of local authorities to support people. We need more housing. The government is hoping to bring through the Oireachtas a planning bill, and they hope to free up local authorities to use rapid build.
I suppose that's not going to deliver in the next few months. But what about prioritising for those social homes that are available, those who are currently homeless?
Yeah, I think a number of us have seen that again during the COVID period. The local authorities did ramp up their allocation to people on the homeless list. Mm-hmm. Again, this ought as a health measure and move people on.
But they should be prioritised, you say?
Yeah, Yeah, I think it's always very difficult when it comes to public housing because you're dealing with people who are in acute housing need. But in the context of the crisis and the crisis and trauma that we know homelessness is, we really need to see local authorities stepping up and supporting people out of homelessness.
Wayne Stanley, Executive Director of the Simon Communities, thank you very much for that. Thank you.